time for a drive in the country. Helping us do that in the driver's seat is rural and regional reporter with ABC Rural, Clint Jasper. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good evening.
We have an update on the strawberry contamination scandal from a few months ago. What's actually happened?
So a 50-year-old woman, a former employee at one of the strawberry farms, Mai Ut Trin, faced court today following an arrest over the weekend. So it was the first time we really got a chance to find out who started this whole crisis and a bit about what their motivation was as well.
And what did we find out? What's the motivation?
Magistrate Christine Rooney said the Crown was alleging that Trin was motivated by spite or revenge from a previous workplace fight. Allegedly, she told others she wanted to bring the company down. And obviously, the damage from her actions, alleged actions, was far more widespread than she ever intended.
So how long had she been on Queensland Police's radar?
Pretty early on. So it's alleged the needles were placed in the strawberries at the very start of September, between September 2 or after September 2. And she was on the radar since September 12. Queensland Police said this morning they've devoted a huge amount of resources to this case. And in the end, a key part of it was DNA evidence that was found on punnets, and especially punnets that had been shipped interstate to places like Victoria. So it was a big investigation using some pretty high-tech tools to track down, I guess, culprit zero in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was really interesting or kind of scary is that of the 100 cases of needles they found, a lot of them were hoaxes as well. So they were getting thrown a lot of false leads and things that weren't actually related to the original case.
So what sort of penalties does she face?
Well, because this is an aggravated instance of contamination is what's been alleged, it can go up to 10 years in jail, where normally if you were being charged with any normal type of contamination, it wouldn't be that strong. But because there's this aggravated element to it, then that's where the maximum 10-year penalty will come from.
Okay, let's move on. Farmers trying to access drought assistance help from the government are getting bogged down by the application process. Mm. And anyone who's ever dealt with Centrelink kind of is like, yeah, I know, I've been there. What's stalling them so much?
Well, all the things that you would usually be annoyed at dealing with Centrelink, waiting on the phone, all of those things exist in these instances. Plus the fact that you're dealing in many cases with really slow or bad internet connections and long drives to the Centrelink office. So they're all the Centrelink side of things. But there's a huge and complex set of paperwork that comes with all of this. And farmers are actually advised not to do this themselves and not to self-assess and to seek professional help. So that's creating further backlogs at places like rural financial counselling services and accountants in the country who work with farmers. So as you said, a whole lot of paperwork.
Yeah, totally. So what are the wait times like?
We have heard in one case study today that it was 3 months between when an application was lodged and when they received an answer, which in the end was a no. And the farmer we spoke to today, Jim Crystaldine, said basically it was, he's not bitter that he didn't make it over the line and successfully apply. He's just annoyed that he spent all the time going through that process. Mm. So that was where a lot of the frustration came from.
And have Centrelink responded?
Yeah, they've said that they have put on extra staff. And I believe they said of the 31,000 applications, 30% had been rejected. And I've been seeing people talk about this on Twitter today around Ag Twitter. And adding to, I guess, all this stress is that right around the corner is Christmas time. And of course, this is an allowance for people whose normal source of income has been scrapped. So it's starting to get that whole seasonal stress that any of us gets really, but that's adding an extra element to the stress at the moment.
And now to a story that you worked on. The former managing director of dairy processor Murray Goulburn could be facing hefty fines. What's happened here?
Let's go back to the milk crisis, 2016. We were talking about that almost every day. That was started when Murray Goulburn unexpectedly slashed the milk price to below the cost of production, sent the industry into a tailspin. Right from the get-go, the ACCC kind of suspected not every rule had been followed by the book. And so it was at the start of last year that they announced that they had taken this action in the court. And the main allegations are unconscionable conduct to their suppliers. And there's a few about some ASX breaches as well and how they disclosed it to the market.
How much might they be hit with?
So there's a settlement that we're waiting for the federal court to approve. Part of this whole process, because at the time, even though it's owned by Canadian giant Saputo, Murray Goulburn was a farmer-owned cooperative. So they were never really going after the company for money because it was kind of wouldn't really help anyone's situation. But for each breach of Australian consumer law, Gary Helou, the former managing director, could be fined a maximum of $220,000 per breach. So we don't know how many breaches he's agreed to under this settlement, but, you know, even just for one of them, the maximum could be $220,000.
Is that significant in that industry? Will that be kind of record-setting stuff?
These directors got paid a lot of money, and they got paid a lot of money on the way out of the company as well. So Gary Helou, the last time we heard or saw from him was Four Corners last year, and he was still living in his sizable home on Sydney's North Shore. So it's hard to say. We don't know a lot about his personal situation, about how personally damaging this will be, but those people are very rich, and for some people, $220,000 probably isn't a lot.
All depends, doesn't it? Clint, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Clint Jasper is a national reporter with ABC Rural, focusing on agribusiness, commodity markets and agricultural science. This is RN Drive. It's coming up to news time at 7.